Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. And joining me this week is new State Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe, who is beginning his first year in the Senate. But, you know, Rusty, you and I know, and some of our listeners know that, you know, while this might be your first year in the Senate, you spent several years in the Missouri House as state representative. So, you know, my first question is, how's the transition to state senator been so far?
I've enjoyed it the entire time so far. There, of course, are some changes with, I guess I would say, that people that are down advocating for citizens here as well as advocating for other things realize that my decision-making is going to be involved in several more things than I was in the past on the state rep side. So I have people coming in and really discussing with me issues that in the past they didn't worry about visiting with me as much, is the right way to say that, I would say, Jeremy.
And so what kind of bills and legislative actions are you focusing on this year now that committees have been settled and committees are starting to meet?
Well, with that question, I think another important piece, if you don't mind me adding in, is the committees that I ended up being assigned on, which is some representation of what I have greater interest in. I ended up being on the Appropriations Committee. I was assigned on it. Veterans, Military Affairs, and Pensions is another committee. I ended up on Agriculture and as Vice Chairman of Agriculture Committee, General Laws, and then also Government Oversight. But then moving to what kind of legislation or interests I'm going to have, you and I have been talking to each other for a long time. We know the budget or the appropriations process, as it's called in the Senate, is something that I'm interested in. I was happy to be on that and hope to continue to be active, watching how dollars in our state are spent and hopefully making sure that a fair amount of those dollars come to the 12th District or Northwest Missouri. Then on agriculture, the piece of legislation that I'm dealing with deals with foreign land ownership, and I filed a piece of legislation, and that will be heard in committee this coming week. There are other senators as well as state representatives that have filed legislation in that, and foreign land ownership happens in the 12th District. So I want to make, my goal is to make sure that my voice is heard and the citizens that affect in our area. So I'm going to advocate to be part of that discussion all the way through the process. And then another piece of legislation that I've dealt with, and you and I have discussed it before, I've done several things with pensions, and I filed some pension legislation that part of it dealing with teachers will allow teachers that have retired, that are in the retirement system, to be able to work a few more hours, a few more dollars worth at schools as we're running through this shortage of people to help out in schools, whether it's bus driving, cooking, or in the classroom. And then I also have a piece of legislation filed with the Missouri State Employees Retirement System. As a member of that board, this piece of legislation would allow us, if we chose to as a board, to change the amount of money the state had to put into the system to keep it fully funded. It's pretty complicated and at the same time kind of simple. And those are the major priorities on my list. I have stuff that deals with nurse practitioners, emergency medical services as well that I'm working on.
You know, Rusty, we recently talked with a doctor about the state of fentanyl and opioid abuse here in Missouri. For listeners out there, that interview is up on kxcv.org if you want to go back and listen to that. But we talked with the doctor about, you know, the current state, and he went over how the numbers are getting worse in terms of abuse, but the death numbers are actually subsiding because of the widespread use of Narcan. And just this month, the state of Missouri recently selected a company to handle the prescription drug monitoring program that is also launching in Missouri this year. So I guess what I'm getting at is there's, you know, negatives and positives as we navigate this crisis as a country and a state and a community. Is there anything, you know, outside of this or anything else that lawmakers in Jefferson City are focusing on to help combat the opioid crisis?
The stuff, the items that I've seen so far, and I've not looked at anything legislatively, okay? I've not had anybody come discuss anything about specific bills with that. From the financial side, there's discussion about, of course, increasing grants, et cetera, to help work for people that are having trouble with addiction to try to make more services available. I also know there's been discussion, and there's legislation on my desk that I'm discussing with a group of people to offer tax credits, and it'd be a benevolent-type tax credit to organization nonprofits that are wanting to get in, that are wanting to expand services for people that are having addiction problems, to be able to get citizens to be able to donate to that organization. Then in return, state of Missouri would give you some form of tax credit for your donation. Those are the things that I've seen. From the law enforcement side or mental health side within services in our state, I haven't seen anything yet this year, but I'm confident there will be things in that space.
I've seen a few political rumblings by people who are concerned about whether or not the so-called Chaos Caucus is back in the Senate this year. I know you know, but for listeners, the Chaos Caucus was a caucus under the within the Republican Party last year in the Senate that kind of stalled a lot of bills and redistricting. So, Rusty, my question for you is, what's the vibe you've been getting from Republicans in the Senate? Are there going to be disagreements like what we saw last year, or is everyone on the same page?
Well, that's a pretty broad statement. Is everybody on the same page, or are there any disagreements? There are, of course, there are those. I mean, there are 34 individuals serving the Senate, and each one of us look at things individual. But to that basic question where you go back to, as you called it, chaos, caucus, there people, of course, conservative caucus, I think was the title that they were given, etc. And those members of that group are still in the Senate. Rusty Black is new to the Senate, so I'm going to treat everybody with grace and all equal to begin with. Not being there the past 2 years on the outside looking in and then showing up and really starting to attend some activities as early as October, I would show up where there were senators at, including senators that were part of that. I believe that the temperature has come down quite a bit, and there are things seem to be going along a lot better than what they were by the end of last year. But we'll just have to see how it works out. I'm on committees with those various members and have had communications with them previously as a state rep, as well as now as a state senator, and I hope we can work together and get things done without belittling each other.
You know, we're not too far removed away from Governor Mike Parson's State of the State address, and I think for some people who didn't watch it or maybe heard a few bits and pieces about it, they might be shocked to hear that one of the big takeaways was that a lot of Democrats during the speech were applauding. A lot of them came out afterwards and said they were really on board with the ideas and policies that Governor Parson was putting forth in his speech, specifically things like subsidies, education and daycare funding. You know, the list goes on. I won't go over all of them. But I'm curious, what was your big takeaway from his speech?
The state of Missouri, we're in a fortunate position now when it comes to state finances, where there are extra dollars to put towards different areas, and some of those dollars, I as a governor, I believe they will be there long term. So when you talk about making pay increases for state employees within education, making those long term investments, believing that that money's going to be there, I think both Republican and Democrat are both in favor of supporting those things. Other initiatives that the governor's put out there that when you go into the details, a lot of those are going to be one-time dollars that help somewhere, whether it's in a college, whether it's K-12, whether it's in child care, whether it's transplanting. They're one-time investments that we think the long-term benefit is that they take away future costs. So the government's doing their, sitting on the appropriations committee, I'm going to have to make sure that I educate myself. What are the one-time cost dollars, and what are the commitment that we're making long-term? You know, we don't want to guarantee teachers an increase in pay and then turn around 4 years from now and take that money away. So making sure that all those things that I feel confident that I can support them long-term are important. And it doesn't matter which political party you are right now. People want to help in that with the inflation going on, et cetera. We want to help in those areas. Child care was a part that you, in the governor's speech, that's an important thing, whether that child care is through traditional government institutions or whether it's private in a private entity or whether it's a combination of private-public partnership. There were all kinds of initiatives put forward through the governor's state of the state, and I think those will be things that we look at trying to help as much as we can in the legislature.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else this morning you'd like to add?
No, not really anything else, Jeremy. I'm in a learning process, even though I've spent 6 years down there. There's still some learning going on. I have very good staff helping me, and I do hope citizens, if somebody wants to get a hold of, please try to get a hold of the office and contact somebody and see if we can help you, whether it's decisions I make legislatively or helping people get through the process of dealing with government, either one.
All right, Rusty, always a pleasure talking to you. Once again, that is State Senator Rusty Black, his first year in the Senate after years in the Missouri House. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.